Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our team training call this Thursday evening, August 29th, 2019. This is Mark Riches, Platinum World Council member, joining the call from Cookeville, Tennessee. Excited to be on the call tonight. And we've got a fantastic call lined up for you. We've got special guest speakers that have recently been promoted to different levels to share their success stories lined up on the call. And I'm going to get out of the way here. I just wanted to hop on and introduce tonight Legal Shield's newest Millionaire Club member. Mr. Jim Tanner and his dear wife, Dr. Danielle Rousseau, have just hit the newest Millionaire Club member. That means that in their Legal Shield business, in just a few short years, they've earned over $1 million. That was announced this morning. I wanted to congratulate them on that. That's a great achievement. I know he'll make many, many more millions of dollars in this business, but he's just getting started. You make your first million, now you know how to go make a second million and a third million and a fourth million. There's people in the business that have earned $20 million in their business. I'm at $12 million right now, so it's an exciting time. Congratulations to you, Mr. Tanner. Mr. Tanner's a $200,000 income earner. So at that rate, it won't take you just a few years to get another million under your belt. But I just wanted to congratulate you, Jim. We are so proud of you and so proud of the commitment and leadership that you provide us, by setting the example and setting the pace for all of us to follow. And Mr. Tanner's not just making a lot of money as a leader, a top leader in Legal Shield, but he's helping a lot of people in his organization to earn a lot of money as well. He's got $200,000 income earners on his team, multiple $250,000 income earners. He's got several Millionaire Club members already on his team. So excited about that, Jim. Thank you again for your leadership and all that you do. And I know you've lined up some special guests on the call tonight that are part of your organization that will be sharing kind of their success story, and I'm excited to hear those. Say one more thing. I know Mr. Tanner will reiterate this, but we've got just a couple days left, 2 days left in the month. We've got Friday and Saturday. You got to make sure your Performance Club qualified. We want every person on the success team, every associate, to be Performance Club qualified every single month. If you've not yet finished reading the Book of the Month, be sure to get that done. It's one of my favorite books that I've ever read. It's really, really impactful in my life, and that's why I suggested this book this month, and it's The Power of Consistency by Weldon Long. I'm sure you've got a copy of it or you're reading it online. That's great, but let's try and wrap it up because we've got a new book coming out on Monday. We'll be announcing the September Book of the Month, and we don't want to announce a new book until you've got that old one read, and please share with me any insights that you're getting from The Power of Consistency by Weldon Long, talking about being consistent in all that we do. And consistency is the key to success. I mean, it's being consistently active, consistently on calls, just like you guys are tonight, consistently Performance Club qualified, consistently senior director, consistently executive director, consistently platinum. I mean, that's the power of consistency. It teaches you how to be consistent. And then you just apply the discipline that you can develop, and you're on your way. So much success happening right now. We're going to hear some of those great stories tonight. And Mr. Tanner, again, congratulations, our newest Millionaire Club member, another Millionaire Club member on the success team. So excited about that. Again, thank you for your leadership, and I'll turn the call over to you, sir.
Mr. Riches, good evening. Thank you so much for allowing me this time, and welcome to all of you. You're going to hear noise in the background this evening. Let me just tell you where that is or what that is, because many of you are listening live from coast to coast. A lot of you are going to be listening on the replay. And now, as Mr. Rich has made that announcement, I'm getting texts and everything, so hopefully you're not hearing the beeps. But I'm in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I'm at one of my favorite hotels. It's on the beach here. We get to walk out on the sandbars when it's low tide with my wife, my daughter Olive, and our dog Dee Dee. And we just absolutely love it here. And I couldn't think of a better place in the world to get that call from Legal Shield today to say that we've earned $1 million in income. And it is not lost on me, the significance of that, because the reason we're down here is we're looking for a home, another home here on Cape Cod. Now, I'm not saying that to brag or boast. I'm saying that to let you know that a handful of years ago, a rounding error in the scope of our lifetime, I had two jobs. I worked full-time delivering furniture during the day, appliances, up flights of stairs, and that's in the summer heat, the winter cold in New England. And then in the evenings, to try and attempt to make ends meet, I worked at a retail store in the mall, doing a closing shift as many nights of the week as they would allow me. And to go from there to what we have here, what we call the Millionaire's Club, $1 million in total income, is exceptional, except that it's not really that exceptional when you think of the hundreds of people in Legal Shield that have done what Danielle Russo and I have just done. So many people have come before us and allowed us to have someone look up to and allowed us to have people to model and take after. And we can only hope to be a small part of that story for each and every one of you on the call this evening and to model that behavior that reaches the Millionaire Club member for each and every one of you listening that have not yet reached that level. And I know many of you are already Millionaire Club members here on the call. And I just want to say to you that I am honored, and I speak on behalf of myself and Dr. Russo, we are honored to join the ranks of really the people that are the foundation, the legacy, the history of this great company. We are proof that Mr. Harlan Stonecipher's vision is true, that not only can we all participate in bringing equal access to the justice system to men and women, families across the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, but that we can be entrepreneurs and that we can win. And here in America, we call it the American dream, but the American dream is alive globally. And I am grateful to be a part of the example that the American dream is alive and well for all of you, wherever you are plugged into this call from this evening. Now, let me step out of the way, because this call is not about the $1 million that Dr. Russo and I have earned with our Legal Shield business. Although we did calculate the thousands of people today, we were thinking about all of the people that when they see lights in their rearview mirror and they're being pulled over, that they know what to do. They tap an app. We were thinking about all of the people that don't have to wonder what it's going to cost to get their will done. They just get it done. We're thinking about all of the people that don't have to wonder what their legal rights are. They just get the advice they need so they know what their rights are, because we started this business and grew it. And we're so grateful to all of you that are part of our organization, but all of you that also that have been someone that we could plug into and pour into over the years as well. The reason I want to get out of the way, though, is because I'll allow Millionaire Club to be part of the bigger vision, and I am happy to represent that bigger vision, but every promotion is important. We would not be Millionaire Club members if we didn't first become senior associates. And so we are going to move out of the way, as it is this evening, and the theme of this evening is to build your business, to fight for your business, to push forward in your business, even though you will come up against days where it ends up being harder than you thought it was going to be. See, Danielle and I, on the way to $1 million, it was harder than we thought it was going to be. It's a simple business, but there's the human factor. There's life that gets in the way. There's a lot of challenges along the way. Many of you know I'm writing a book that comes out in December that chronicles my journey from signing my associate agreement to becoming a Millionaire Club member. Of course, a book I couldn't finish until we got to today, but it's mostly written. I want you to know that it begins with people that understand the power of what we do, the service that you and I represent, the path that we are all on, equal access to the justice system. So I want to start by going to a good friend of mine, someone that I've been business partners with for the last several years. His name is Lloyd Watkins. We're going to bring him on the call here in 1 second. He is in the state of California. And the reason Lloyd's here is he's going to introduce you to one of the rising stars in all of Legal Shield, certainly in the success team, and somebody that I want everybody on the call to pay careful attention to, is when I talked to this gentleman on the phone when he was considering getting started with us in the business, what we talked about was keeping the membership at the center of everything that we do. That, yes, there's incredible income. Yes, there's bonuses and trips and all kinds of things that can amplify our individual lives, but only if at the center of everything we do is the service to the end user, the member, the person that gets us access to justice, the person that gets us chance that when identity lands on the door, that they don't have to panic or wonder what to do. It doesn't have to be the end of everything for them. It's just simply something that can be handled because they have these great services. So please welcome on the call my business partner from the state of California, Mr. Lloyd Watkins. Lloyd?
Good evening, Mr. Tanner, and good evening, Success Team. Glad to be coming on the call in California. It's a very sunny day. But I'm also proud to be able to introduce a good friend of mine who has been a friend of mine for over 10 years. I tried to recruit him before, and he'll give you the whole story, but recently he's come back into the fold. You're right, he's going to be a rising star in Legal Shield. But I'd like to, at this time, introduce my friend Ishma Brown. He's a great person, and go ahead, Ishma.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me on the call. I just really appreciate it. I'm just humbled just by just hearing the stories and just hearing everybody speak, you know, as the phone call started. And I'm just grateful. Thank you, guys.
Well, Ishma, tell us a little bit about your story. How did you come
sure.
back?
Sure. Well, back in 2007 was when I actually joined, when it was actually prepaid legal. And when I came in, everything was about getting to a certain level and everything was about the money as far as the people who brought me in. And I got to the management level. And that's where I wanted to go. You know, that was what was pushed for. And the problem was is that whole time I was becoming a manager, I never ever once used a membership. And I was actually relying on the stories that I would hear when I would go to briefings to share with other people. I never had any personal experiences that I could ever share with anybody. And so eventually, because it wasn't genuine, I eventually just got burnt out because I wasn't using the membership, for me it became another bill. And so I stopped doing everything because I wasn't doing it from a genuine place. I was just actually, I just joined the business because it looked like an opportunity to make a lot of money. And I really didn't see or take advantage of the actual value. And this time around, I actually got a chance to really look at the membership and really look at things in detail and how misinformed I was. And it wasn't until I went through a situation of my own where my dad had passed away and he didn't have a will in place and he didn't have anything that was going on as far as protection for his money, and everything was written to his estate. And I went down to North Carolina and got, you know, all these different things. They said I would have to hire a lawyer, and I didn't have any money for a lawyer. And so basically there was just this check that would never really be able to be negotiated because my dad didn't have anything in place, and it was written to his estate. And so luckily my mother actually had Legal Shield, and by her having Legal Shield, she was able to make a phone call, and the check that was pretty much not going to be negotiable was negotiable. Took like 4 days. The lawyer wrote a letter, sent some paperwork back for me to sign, and then everything was available. And that like just taught me like a valuable lesson in how many of my friends and how many people that I had just been around were just misinformed and didn't take advantage of the opportunity to actually have lawyers that you can just being able to pick up the phone and make a phone call just to get advice or just to find out what your rights are, you know, before you sign a contract, you know, make sure they can look it over and make sure it's something that's good for you to sign. It's just things that weren't really in our way of our habits of the things that we do in life. And so now I just feel like it's just a mission of mine to really help more educate people, and also, you know, obviously using the third-party validation and the tools that we have to just really educate people, because I was so misinformed, and I looked at it more of a money-making opportunity as opposed to really sharing information to help change people's lives. And my life has been changed, and I'm just humbled to be able to have the opportunity to help change other people's lives.
Well, what also you describe how it feels to fast start qualify within 10 days.
Right.
Can you explain?
I took it seriously. One of the biggest things was the people that were, you know, the people that were close to me. One of my best friends and business partners, Marv, we've developed such a great friendship and business partnership over the years. And, you know, I shared the information with him and he was blown away. And I also shared it with my other best friend, and I've just been sharing it with different people. But it was just important for me to get started on the right track, the right way this time, because I just knew it was going to be a jump start to me doing things the right way, speaking about the consistency. And I'm taking it seriously. I'm taking the opportunity seriously, but I'm also taking the benefits of being able to share the information with other people very seriously. And so I knew to get my business started on the right track that I would need to have momentum and really use that momentum to keep pushing things forward. And so that's why it was very important for me to fast start qualify, but also keep that going, keep that momentum going, and you know, as I'm, you know, going to the next levels and the next levels to keep that same mentality. Because sometimes we can, you know, we can set a goal to get somewhere, and then once we get there, then what? And so I just keep setting these little goals, you know, to keep getting to the next level and the next level of being able to reach out to more people. And I'm actually enjoying the process. And I think that that's a difference this time. Before it was, like, very stressful, like, because there was just so much pressure to get to the actual level without even knowing why. But now I know why I'm doing it, and I guess that's why it's so important for me this time around to do things the right way and be excited about it. And people see the excitement in me, and that's just a beautiful thing for me.
So what type of goals do you feel that you want to set for the first 60 days for yourself?
One of the things that I've really made sure that I'm doing is getting people very exposed. So, you know, my goal every single day is to talk to 50 people, just to reach out and just to let people know that I started a new business and I'm a part of it. I'm excited about it. And so some of the goals I have the next step is to make it to manager, and to also not just for myself, but to also making sure that I'm doing things the right way so that I can help people that I bring in to actually get Fast Start qualified as well. So it's not just about me doing it. It's also about paying it forward and helping people that come in that I bring in under me. And so that same thing continues. So I would help people that I bring in to become Fast Start qualified. And because I was so thorough in the way I did things and I do things, that they'll be able to follow that same example that I've learned. And I've learned just from you, Lloyd, just learning how to, you know, be genuine in everything. And every moment counts. And so that's some of the goals I have is, you know, I want to make it to manager and, you know, keep going to, you know, director and all those type of things, but also helping my team to really understand the importance of sharing the membership so that we have a team of continuous growth.
Well, it sounds great. And I must say again that I'm very, very proud of you. We've been friends for a number of years, and I, you know, I'll bring back the time that you blew me off when we were at lunch, but you came back and started looking at the opportunity a little bit deeper. But, you know, the main thing is I didn't stop with you. And,
right.
You know, that would be my message to everybody else. If even somebody says no one time doesn't mean, that means no at that moment, but doesn't mean no forever. So,
right.
But I'm very, very proud of you to come back, and you're doing well, and, you know, you have my support always.
I appreciate that. And thank you for planting that seed. And that's what some, like you were just touching on, planting that seed, we're talking about years later, but the way that you handle things and the way that you treated me, you know, you're always very genuine with me, and that never affected our friendship, even me not wanting to do something at that time. You still would always check in with me and support me in things that I was doing. And that's another thing is that I've even learned is, you know, there was a saying that I heard probably about 7 years ago, if you help other people get what they want, you'll get, you know, everything that you want. And, you know, you took a liking and also support for things that I was doing. And, you know, that made it very easy for me to reach out to you, because I actually reached out to Lloyd to ask him if he was still doing the business that he told me about. And he said, absolutely, I'm doing it for life, you know. So that was very encouraging. And so thank you for planting that seed, because you planting that seed is why I'm sitting here right now. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I want to turn it back over to Mr. Taylor. But thank you very much for coming on the call. And like I said, we have some work to get done, my friend, but we're going to get it done.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Mr. Tanner?
Thank you so much. And yes, sir. And Ish, I love everything you said. I hope people are listening with their hearts as well as their ears, because on this call right now, live in this moment, there are people that are not following up with people they've talked to days ago, weeks ago, months ago, years ago, because they've decided, oh, they weren't interested. And you have just made such an important point, and I really hope, I mean, the impact of that, what you said is so enormous, that the timing has to be right for the individual. It has to be right for their heart. It has to be right for them. And when it is right for them and when the time is right, the time is right, but only if you follow up. And that's why we've learned so many times, and so importantly, the fortunes in the follow-up. So I will echo Ishmael's words of congratulations to Lloyd, because real leaders continue to follow up, not because of what it benefits them, but because they understand that your job is to pay it forward. And I hope all of us as leaders, those of us that consider ourselves leaders of organizations, and by the way, you might be a leader of an organization of just you, but you're a leader if you understand that your job here is not to bring people into the team because it benefits you. It's to bring people into the team because you're paying forward the opportunity that was given to you, that was blessed upon you. And yes, you win as well as a byproduct of that service. I love how Ish talked about Zig Ziglar's words. If you help enough other people get what they want, you can have everything that you want. I wrote on Facebook yesterday about how that has been so true in our lives. $1 million later, when we shifted to focusing on solving problems, helping people get what they want, everything came that we could ever have desired and things we could never have dreamed of. So, again, the theme this evening is sticking with it, sticking to it, and pushing forward. And you just heard from a brand new Fast Start qualifier, someone that's going to take advantage of this incredible summer Fast Start program, where we have the increased bonus of $300 for Fast Start qualifying, $300 to the sponsor, which, by the way, for each and every one of you listening tonight, all you have to do is get your new associates in, get your people in as associates before the end of the month, and they get their full 20 days to Fast Start qualify and earn this incredible Fast Start bonus money. We are fired up for Fast Start, and that's not going to slow down. But what's the result? What is the long-term result? I'm about to bring onto the call someone that has reached the top of the permanent compensation plan. Let me just clarify that for you. So on the journey that is your Legal Shield business, whatever your goals are, you want to earn a six-figure income, you want to earn millions of dollars, you want to, whatever it is, you fill in the blanks. But we hope that every single person on the call this evening, every single person listening to the replay, understands that we need to get you to maximize the compensation plan. And to maximize the compensation plan, you need to be at the director level, so that you can qualify for senior director, executive director, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum executive director as well. You can't qualify for any of those levels without first becoming a director. And the director level is the final permanent level in our compensation plan. This is enormous money and prestige that goes into this level in the comp plan. And once you reach this level, you can never go back. That means you're earning significant income from marketing a membership and protecting a family, but also significant overrides by helping new entrepreneurs start their Legal Shield business and protect families as well. Please help me welcome to the call someone that is a true friend to each and every one of us. Folks, if you've been around for more than a few months, you've been at a live international event with the lady you're going to hear from this evening, someone who not only is kind and generous and loving and supportive of each and every one of us, but in her heart burns the mission of Legal Shield. I would be challenged to come up with any other individual that walks the walk of what Mr. Harlan Stonecipher envisioned for our country more than who you're going to hear from this evening. Help me welcome from the state of New Mexico to the call, brand new director, Karen Ward. Karen?
Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner. And thank you for those kind words. I can't believe that you're saying that all about me. And hello to everyone on the success team. And forgive me, I have a cold, so I sound a little weird right now. But yes, I am so excited about hitting director. And when Mr. Tanner asked me to get on the call tonight, I really didn't want to get on because I told him that not only was I excited about becoming director, that I was a little embarrassed because of how long it took me to get director. But this is something that I want to say to everyone. Don't give up. If there's anything I know, don't give up because it definitely is worth it. And, you know, I try to go to every convention that they have. Since I became a Legal Shield associate, I've only missed one convention. And that's because I drive everywhere and my car had broke down. But big decisions are made at big conventions and go, because then this way we get to meet each other. We get to form new friendships. We get to meet new colleagues. And when you have that, you have a support system. And I have a great support system out there. And, you know, Jim has been one of the people that's been encouraging me not to give up. You know, some people take slower, some people it's faster, but just don't give up. So if there are any words that I have for you guys, is do not give up. It's worth it. And every time you hit a level, it's a milestone. And so now I'm just looking forward to hitting senior director and director. And with that, Jim, I will turn it back over to you. Thank you so much.
Well, Karen, thank you so much. I knew you would be brief. I was ready for you. And I think you've said it all. And the reality is that when, for those of you who have not met Karen Ward yet, you know, she runs with this posse of powerful women. They Airbnb at every international convention. They hang together, and they're at every breakout we have. You're going to meet them at some point. Make sure all of you listening get a chance to say congratulations to Karen Ward and understand that she is qualified for the ability to qualify for the higher levels, because we have to get to director in order to get to senior director and above. And now you've done that. And so I know as you continue to build your business, which includes business solutions, I'm so proud of you for your new group that you opened this month. I know that you want to pay forward and continue to bless people with the opportunity that was brought to you, and we're going to continue to see people in your team recognized as leveling up through the organization. All of that is to come, but you have worked tremendously hard, and I'm so grateful for you. And one more time, thank you to Karen Ward. As I wrap up the call this evening, I just want you to, and listen, I understand that I'm traditionally your host on Thursday evenings, and Mr. Riches said some wonderful things about myself and my wife. And yes, $1 million is a lot of money. As a matter of fact, it's a lot more money than I thought it was. I remember when we hit $750,000, I said, well, certainly it'll go by in the blink of an eye. But Dolores at the home office in Ada, Oklahoma can tell you that I was on top of her for calculations every single week as we were waiting for the final official announcement to come in, because this is a huge milestone, and it does relate to getting Fast Start qualified, and it does relate to hitting the director level. And we'll have people on in the coming weeks when we have more time that have become executive directors for the first time. We've got a lot of folks that have hit executive director for the third month in a row for the first time and earned the $5,000 bonus. All of that is happening within our organization. But I want you to understand that how do you get to $1 million? Because maybe some of you are just wondering, you just want me to talk about, well, just tell me exactly what you did. I would love to. I would love to have $1 million deposited into my bank account by Legal Shield. The way you get there is by keeping the membership at the center of everything we do. You heard that from Ish. You heard that from Lloyd. You heard that from Karen. We love our membership. We understand what Harlan Stonecipher envisioned, which was equal access to the justice system. So the money is a byproduct. The income and the accolades, all a byproduct of serving our community. $1 million is a lot of money, and it can change your life. But $1 million earned at Legal Shield is more than money. It's a milestone for the number of people that you and your team have impacted. Because you can't become financially successful at Legal Shield by recruiting somebody and loading them up with a bunch of products. We don't do that here. You can't become successful at Legal Shield by talking somebody into getting started, and then you just kind of throw people against the wall and see who sticks. That doesn't work here. The only thing that creates results, and that result is commissions paid to the selling associate, overrides paid to the upline organizational leaders, bonuses paid to all that are eligible. The only thing that creates those results is helping people. Residual income is only important if you have members that stay on the books for life because they use their membership and they love their membership. What we do is not that complicated. It's actually pretty simple. Now, I understand that the skills have to be acquired, but when we peel back all of the anxiety and the concerns and the second guessing that we all have as humans and individuals, at the center of what we do in our business is we love our memberships. I love my membership. I hope everybody listening uses their membership so that they can love their membership. That's step one. Step two, tell those stories. Sit people down and tell the story of how your membership has saved you money, time, heartache, and headache. Tell those stories because what happens is human to human, person to person, belly to belly, word of mouth, what our personal experiences as being a member relates to the person that could see themselves being better off as a member. That's what we do. When you survey the hundreds of people that have earned $1 million in this company, when you survey the hundreds of people that earn a six-figure income, when you survey the thousands of people that have been returned home, moms and dads returned to their children, so that they don't have to work outside of the home. When you survey the people who've changed their lives, added extra income, gotten out of debt, paid off their student loans, paid off their credit cards, when you talk to the people that have changed not only their current financial situation, but have started to build a legacy for future generations of their family, at the center of all of that is not complicated systems of lead generation and funnels and all this other stuff. At the center of all of that is a fundamental belief that every individual is better off going to bed tonight as a Legal Shield member than they could ever be without it. That's what we do. Now, we can help you acquire the skills if you'll stick with us. We can help you get there if you promise to not quit. We can help you get there if you will show up every day for the next training, if you will commit to having big goals and a big vision. If you stay in communication with your leaders, we can help you get to the places that these people have been and are going that you've heard from this evening. But if you understand the membership, everything else can fall into place. If you love your membership, use your membership, share your membership, the rest of it gets pretty uncomplicated rather quickly. Folks, that's my message for you this evening. We're at the very tail end of the month of August. There are people on this call right now that are only a few membership sales away from executive director or senior director, performance club pro, performance club, maybe even Mad Streak. You're just a few. Maybe some of you are finishing up Fast Start qualification. You're just a few sales away. Here's my advice for you. Don't look at it as a few sales away. Look at it as just a few more people protected, informed, and empowered. And see how quickly you can get in front of the most people possible so that you can help pay forward what was started by Harlan Stonecipher. As he laid in the hospital, saying to himself, well, certainly if I had a protection that would protect, would replace the car that was damaged, that would pay for my hospital bills, that would have paid out life insurance had I not survived this accident. Certainly there must have been something I could have gotten that would have protected me when this woman, who was actually at fault, ended up suing me anyway, causing me to have to go into debt to defend myself. As he lay in that hospital bed, he wondered about what he had missed, the protection he could have had. This is in 1972. Some people on the call, not even born yet, like myself. He laid in that hospital bed wondering how he had missed this opportunity to purchase something that would protect his family. But when he discovered upon investigation that it simply didn't exist, he decided that somebody had to change the way things were in America. Somebody had to make a dent in the universe. And he went out to correct that unfair situation. And that is the company called Legal Shield today that you and I are a part of. A $1 billion brand held in great care by Stone Point Capital, a $17 billion management company. Because what we're doing is protecting people, giving people a voice that they don't have. And we're making it simple. All they have to do is tap an app and have full access to the justice system. That is something that's worth fighting for, and it is incredibly important that you and I understand that money aside and levels aside and titles aside and congratulations aside, at the center of what we do is we protect families. We protect individuals. We make the world a better place for our community. That's what we do. And I'm asking you to do it now. Finish what you started in the month of August now. Finish becoming an executive director, senior director, performance club qualifier. Finish what you started in the month of August before the month expires. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here this evening. I want to remind you that 1 week from Saturday, I will be in Virginia Beach, Virginia at the Super Saturday event that's on our calendar. You can see many Success Team members speaking all across the country, Millionaire Club members, top producers, top performers. Plug into Super Saturdays in your local market. But please reach out to your leaders in this team and ask us what for any questions you need to get answered so that you can finish the month of August in a big, enormous way. Because when we come together next week for our calls, it will be the month of September, and I want to make sure that everybody has an August worth celebrating when we come together on our next call. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you soon.